Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm not as up on what's been out there and what's going on. I know with the 007 movie just had their opening weekend. It did well, not as well as, I guess, you know, the movie makers hoped, but it went well. My son saw it. He said the beginning was excellent. So I don't know much about what happened, and I don't want to tease it. I don't want to ruin it for you guys. I'm still, you know, catching up with Ted Lasso, which I think is fantastic. I love Ted Lasso. So I'm kind of taking my time and still kind of catching up with stuff, and I'm watching a lot of football. So I apologize. But I do have a little bit of news for those of us who really love Game of Thrones, and I loved Game of Thrones. The prequel, House of Dragon, is coming soon. Now, if you haven't seen the teaser, there is a teaser that has been released. If you need, you can access it on my website, on my Facebook, or on my Twitter. And it's called The House of the Dragon. And basically, The House of the Dragon is going to come out in 2022. HBO Max released its teaser. And it's set 200 years before the original series. House of the Dragon is based on the book Fire and Blood, surrounds the story of the House Targaryen, from whom Daenerys Targaryen, who was Khaleesi, comes from. And so the predecessor Game of Thrones spanned 8 seasons, was the most viewed television series in history. And we don't have an official release date, but it appears that sometime in 2022 it's going to be released. You know, when these movies get released, it really does matter on timing. You know, whether it's for Emmys, whether it's for, you know, streaming, whether it's for money. And 007 was supposed to be, you know, when 007 was supposed to come out, I believe, wasn't it supposed to be released at the end of, it was supposed to be released in 2020. I don't know if it was supposed to be released at the end. Yeah, it was supposed to be released, I think, around fall of 2020, and then it kept getting pushed and kept getting pushed because of COVID. So it finally gets released as we're coming up on the end of 2021. And it got about $56 million in the North American box office this weekend, which is kind of less than what they wanted. They expected anywhere between 55 to 60, but it was a muted performance in terms of money. And usually the 007, that's kind of one of the most lucrative franchises in Hollywood history, according to CNN Business. So No Time to Die is the final film of Daniel Craig. We don't think he's going to still be 007. I think Michael Fassbender would be awesome. I've always said that ever since I saw Michael Fassbender as Magneto in X-Men. I was like, oh my gosh, he would be an awesome 007. But I don't know if he's considering it. But Daniel Craig, I guess this is his last one. He's turning 50. And the film has already gotten about $313 million worldwide, but it's still less. And I think one of the more poorer drawing movies. And what's interesting is I'm a huge 007 fan. When do I plan on going? I'm going. I'm not rushing to go. It's not that I'm scared of COVID. It's just I spent all this money on streaming. You know, I have Disney Plus. I have HBO Max. I have Apple TV. I have Prime Video. And so when a movie comes out in the theater, this is my thinking. I'm like, well, you know, I'm already spending all this money for these movie streams, Netflix, all that at home. I'll just wait for it to come on TV. Now, mind you, 007, I am probably going to go to the theater for it because that's the type of movie you want to be in the theater. You want that experience. But the way movies are going, you're going to be able to put on your VR system. I have an Oculus 2, and you'll be able to put that on and watch the movie as you're in a movie theater at home. These systems give you 360 sort of that feeling. And remember the Omnimaxes they had in the 80s or 90s where you would be in a movie, but it would be surrounding you? That's pretty cool. Now, the film is 2 hours and 43 minutes. And it, you know, it did open in multiple theaters, and the theaters, they need money. Trust me, they need money. But it's the second lowest opening of Daniel Craig's run as Bond. 2006's Casino Royale earned less in its debut, and that wasn't during COVID. Now, I think it's because, you know, it's a new 007. People are like, oh, you know, I don't know if I'm going to... Because didn't he follow Pierce Brosnan, I think? You know, I thought he did a fantastic 007. I thought he was fantastic. And Casino Royale was good. I don't think I've ever disliked any 007 movie. But I think we really have a movie industry that's in trouble. We're also hearing that there's a lot of woke sort of changes to it. And I get that people want 007 to be a woman. I don't think it's going to work as that, because 007, his character, whether you agree with the stereotype or not, his character is he's a womanizer, he loves them and leaves them, will use a woman for, you know, information, he will, you know, he likes his alcohol, shaken, not stirred, martinis, he violence, you know, he'll kill, you know, he likes guns, you know, it's really hard to take a 007 and make him for gun control. You know, make it's very difficult to do, because what sold that series was this dapper sort of character that was a little smart alecky, cocky, and women would throw themselves at. And you know, maybe that whole thing is starting to get obsolete. You know, people wonder why didn't a lot of people go you know and see it. I really think it's because we're spending enough on streaming. I also think some people are still not really into a pandemic, into the idea of sitting in a movie theater and being around other people. You know, once you give people the option of, yeah, it's socially acceptable to stay home on a Saturday night, they do. People want to save money. But I think it's also that, you know, they know what they're going to see. They've been seeing movies and TV shows now for a year and a half nonstop, that going to see a movie isn't as exciting. I'm going to go, and I'll tell you guys if it's worth going, just like I'm going to see House of the Dragon. But it is interesting to see how society is changing towards movies and how Hollywood is going to have to adjust. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I'm going to get just a little philosophical because some of you guys are in between relationships, some of you are in between jobs, and something happened yesterday in football, which is a huge metaphor for what I've been kind of trying to tell you guys to do in life. Even though it might not have worked out for the Cleveland Browns, let me tell you what happened. So I was watching as much football as I can, but you can only watch one game at a time. So when I wasn't looking, something really, really cool happened. I'm sure many of you guys have already heard about it. Well, Cleveland was trailing the Chargers, and the Chargers were just trying to ride out the clock. And it was at the end of the game, there was about a minute and a half left, and the Chargers were about, I don't know if they were on the three-yard line, or, yeah, they were on the three-yard line, right, the Browns' three-yard line, so they're about to score a goal. And the one thing you do is if you are about to take control of the game, Packers are notorious for this, is you run out the clock and you leave it so that you either kick a field goal or you make your touchdown and only leave just a few seconds left. If you leave anybody, let's say like Aaron Rodgers, who's with the Packers, anything, you know, more than 15 seconds, he's going to be able to Hail Mary it and score a touchdown. So the Chargers play the Cleveland Browns, L.A. Chargers and the Cleveland Browns. L.A. Chargers at the three-yard line, a minute and a half left, were behind by one, and so they just needed to score. They just needed to score, and it looks like they were going to. And what the Browns did, which is very interesting, is when the running back had the ball, Austin Eckler, the Browns actually helped him. They actually helped him go push through. You even saw somebody take his hand go, and they actually helped him make it through. And you could see they were a little concerned by that because now there was a minute and a half left. And you're thinking, why would the Browns, who are leading, put themselves in a position where they're now going to be behind by five? And it's because the Browns knew they were going to lose anyway, and they wanted to have that minute and a half left to try to bring, you know, take the ball down, drive it down, and at least score a touchdown. It didn't work. They still lost 47-42. But when I saw that they did that, this is something that we do in real life on a daily basis, but we choose not to. And it's all about the win. It's all about, I don't want to lose, I don't want to lose, I don't want to lose. And I think the way we need to look at life is, you are going to lose. So how do you make the best of it? You know, just like, I don't want to depress anybody, but you know, I mean, we're all going to be going to heaven or hell or something later. So how do we make the best of life? You know, I see people go through breakups. And they look at the breakup and they're like, well, gosh, you know, should I not do it because I'm still ahead of the game? But sometimes a breakup has to happen because if you're looking for the long run, if you're looking for the long win, sometimes if you're in a relationship or you're in a job that isn't working for you, you might need to actually do that. That's like two steps forward, one step back. You might sometimes have to take that one step back just to go two steps forward. I'm going to bring back football again. I'm sorry, people. But look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady, if he has a good O-line and he feels like he's secure in his pocket, he will go back 10, 15 yards. And you're like, he's going back, he's going back, he's going back. Well, he's going back because he wants to have that space. He wants to have that time to make a good play and wait for somebody to run their route and be open. And I see it in football. Football is an amazing metaphor for life. I'm just a big fan of football. I'm sorry. I just am. And I know I probably talk about it too much on this show. But how many times have you guys needed to take that step back or needed to leave a relationship or needed to quit a job or take a demotion and you didn't because you didn't want to lose yardage? I've done it. We've all done it because we think you have to move forward. You have to keep moving forward, and losing yardage is sometimes the best strategy. Or, if this would have worked for the Browns, losing points just to put you, just to gain you some clock time. You know, so, or time on the clock. So, I don't really like getting too philosophical because you guys don't like to listen to that, but I want you to, you know, take a look at things going on in your life, and just kind of stop and go, is there something I should be giving up? Because it's going to actually help me in the long run, or it'll open up other opportunities. You know, I see this with donations. I see this with, you know, helping people with their, you know, with let's say causes. You know, people will, you know, ask you for money. People will ask you for things. And you think to yourself, well, I can't give that up. I'm going to lose money. I'm going to lose $20 in my purse or my wallet, or I'm going to. But you don't realize the longevity. The longevity is you're helping that person eat. You know, that person might not then need to rely on more government funding, shall we say, or, you know, you now got brownie points for heaven. So we do this all the time. And I notice there are some people where they're always giving and they're always giving and they're always doing this. Now, they might not get ahead as some unscrupulous criminal people out there, but they seem happy and they seem like they did all they could. For me, psychologically, I don't like to lose. I don't like to lose, but I also realize that every loss I might have had in my life ended up turning out to be a gain. Now, some of you are like, well, man, I'd like to have that in my life. Well, you have to live as long as I have. I mean, man, I'm half a century old, so it took me that long to learn that. You know, not that, now, I mean, I'm not saying when you lose a family member, that's not a gain. I mean, it's, even though there might be some silver linings to it, they're not in pain anymore. Other people in the family get screened for that cancer, things like that. You know, I don't like to ever think about that. But there are gains that we sometimes get in life because of certain losses. You know, so Obamacare, for example, Obamacare kicked a lot of our butts in medicine. A lot of us that had the neighborhood, the little neighborhood, you know, medical office. But if it wasn't for Obamacare, I wouldn't have met and still been, you know, friends with and close to hundreds of students who are now doctors, graduating residency. I wouldn't have met people I now have in my life if Obamacare didn't happen. You know, I've lost my patients. That was a loss. That was, I really, you know, I love my patients and seeing them go because they have high deductibles or they have to move out of Vegas or whatever. It is. It's a loss. But there are sometimes certain moves you make. You know, I took a pay cut to leave my medical office despite Obamacare to go and teach. And that was awesome because it allowed me to, like I said, have new people in my life that I would have never expected. And my life is completely transformed by that. And then leaving teaching to do my next venture was a blessing. So anything that looked like it was a loss ends up actually being a gain. And so there might be some things you need to do in your life right now. And I'm not saying don't divorce anybody. For the love of God, don't divorce anybody. Or, well, okay, well, let's look at that. Let's say you want to divorce who you're with. All right, why? Well, because I'm not getting enough sex. All right, so let's say somebody's offering you some sex. And you you can say I haven't been offered, you know, just some random sex in a while. But let's say somebody's offering you that. And you're like, oh my gosh, look at this. I could have sex right now. I could have, with this unknown stranger and whatever. Okay, well, what ends up happening? You do that. Now you've lost your marriage. You've lost your family. You've lost whatever. So, you know, many times we're already making those decisions. And you're going to make wrong decisions, and it's okay to make wrong decisions. I mean, it's not okay to cheat on your spouse, but it's okay to make wrong decisions. We all make wrong decisions. You'll look at people and go, oh my gosh, everything they did was right. I'm able to say that not because everything I did was right, but because God steered me in the right direction. I wanted to stay in L.A. When I was a little kid and we moved from L.A., I wanted to stay in L.A. Thank God we didn't, because everything I have now happened, because I ended up in Nevada and I love Nevada. So, you know, if you are kind of seeing that you're in a rut or you think you're going to lose, if you see yourself in a job where you're never going to get promoted, or you see yourself in a position or in a relationship where you don't think you're ever going to be happy, you might need to take that step back and do it sooner than later so you still have time on the clock. See? The Browns and Chargers get credit for that one. I thought it was a brilliant, gutsy move. Didn't work out for the Browns, but it showed that they were willing, you know, to still put in a fight. I think it's pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is back to work this week with a vote to increase the debt ceiling. This as Democrats are continuing to work on a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business Democrats are using fuzzy math to sell the bill.
In a way to try to lower the price tag, they're saying, well, we'll just start them small and let them grow over time. You and I know, Maria, once you get a federal government program in place, it's very hard for it to ever go away.
The National Weather Service confirms a tornado touchdown in Oklahoma Sunday night, southeast of Tulsa. Chief Mike Bell with the Kowata Police Department says they're surveying the damage. The chief adding that the decision to activate the emergency sirens saved lives and that there were no deaths or injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News. Kenyan runners dominated in both the men's and women's Boston Marathon races. Benson Caputo finishing first in the men's race with a time of 2 hours and 9 minutes and 51 seconds. On the women's side, Diana Kipper-Yogi crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 50 seconds. The marathon taking place for the first time in 30 months because of the pandemic. Food prices across the world have risen to their highest levels in a decade on the backs of tightening supply conditions coupled with robust demand. That's according to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. The organization's food price index, which measures world food commodity prices, has surged by 32.8% in the last 12 months through September, coming in at a reading of 130 points, a level not seen since 2011. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So pharmaceutical companies Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics have announced that they have requested emergency use authorization of the Food and Drug Administration to approve molnupiravir, which is an antiviral drug that offers the promise that we could maybe treat COVID kind of like we do with the flu and Tamiflu, but use a pill. It is an orally ingested pill used to treat mild and moderate adult cases of COVID that are at risk of worsening severe COVID hospitalization and those who might not have access to monoclonal antibodies. It was created by researchers at Emory University in Atlanta. It is given as 4 pills taken twice a day for 5 days. An interim analysis from a clinical trial, as we spoke about a few weeks ago, shows that it reduced the risk of hospitalization or death by approximately 50%. I know some people are like, well, you still have a 50% chance of getting sick. It's still huge. I guess the wholesale price, or I guess it costs, I guess it costs, I apologize, my phone's going off, $17 a dose, and they're going to charge the U.S., they're going to charge the government $700 a dose, so I know there's been a little bit of that. I don't know exactly what the final price is going to be, but $17 a dose isn't that bad in terms of making it. I do expect them to need profit because they invested all the money into it. You can't sell something for at cost. You'll go under. But I don't know how expensive it's going to be. So the big problem we've had with COVID this whole time, which I think led to a lot of our mortality, is when we were diagnosed with COVID, we were told to stay away from the hospital, stay away from the medical centers, and stay home. Well, somebody's getting worse, and they're getting worse, and they're getting worse, and then they waited till the last minute. By the time they got to the hospital, they needed to be ventilated, and by then it was too late. So what we want is something where you could be proactive. Now, people are taking vitamin D, they're taking vitamin C, zinc. The CDC hasn't given us any guidance on that because the studies are kind of inconclusive. But people are trying to do their best they can. Many were taking hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. And I know everybody made fun of those people, but, you know, this is what happens when you scare people saying they're going to die of COVID and you don't want them at the local urgent care, then they're going to try to, you know, take care of things themselves. In June, the Biden administration allocated $3.2 billion towards the development of the antiviral, of an antiviral. If the medicine does receive emergency authorization, Merck says it will supply 1.7 million doses of molnupiravir to the U.S. government for distribution. So it's definitely a game changer. This is huge. However, some scientists are a little nervous about the drug, which we talked about last week. They don't like the method it uses to kill the virus. So remember I told you how Tamiflu affects the neuraminidase, which is the way the viruses get in and out of the cell? Molnupiravir incorporates itself into the genetic material of the virus, and it causes mutations as the virus replicates. So when the virus replicates, it either dies or it has a form that just sits there, you know, like, what do I do? And then it kind of makes it, it basically, you know, ceases to be what it originally was. And so the drug can integrate into the genetic material of mammalian cells. According to studies, this is being reported by Barron's, it could cause mutations in those cells as they replicate. So they say if that were to happen in the cells of a patient being treated with molnupiravir, it could theoretically lead to cancer or birth defects. Now, Merck said it has run extensive tests in animals that show that it's not an issue. They say the totality of the data from these studies indicate that molnupiravir is not mutagenic or genotoxic in vivo mammalian systems. That's according to Merck. So in vitro is in a lab setting. In vivo is within the body of the person. Studies who have, or scientists who have studied the NHC compound, which molnupiravir creates in the body after it's ingested, are suggesting that Merck is more careful. Raymond Shinazi, a professor of pediatrics and director of the Division of Biochemical Pharmacology at Emory School of Medicine, has studied NHC for years and said, proceed with caution and at your own peril. So this starts to make people a little nervous because they're thinking, well, wait a second here, you know, how serious is this? Now, some scientists are like, look, if they show that it doesn't do that, it's very specific for virus DNA or RNA, great. Others are like, well, don't we want to wait and see how long and what happens? So I'm excited about this drug, but yeah, that is a little nerve-wracking to think that it has to interject into genetic material. You know, and so, you know, one thing in medicine is whenever we do look at studies, and we always look at who made the study. And if the study was made by the actual company that's going to benefit from the drug, we appreciate the study, we read the study, but we, you know, take it with a grain of salt and we find another study. And so we need other non pharmaceutical companies to take a look at this. Now, that's what the FDA does, but does the FDA actually run clinical studies or clinical trials? What the FDA is doing is making sure that these pharmaceutical companies show proof that nothing was, you know, doctored or, you know, people ask, you know, how do you know if somebody lied in a medical journal article? Well, one thing that I would do whenever I would submit my journal article is I would submit the whole data set. You know, you guys have seen fake news where somebody will show a picture of somebody and it looks like that person was, you know, the culprit, but then you turn around and you go, no, that person was on top of the other person because there's other people beating him from behind. You know, so you can crop a photo and it be a completely different story or at a different angle. Same thing with data. If you have 1,000 people and a drug helped, let's say, 20 of them, that looks bad. But if you narrow your data set and you go, yeah, we threw out all these other people, but when you look at the 20 people out of the 40, now all of a sudden it looks like a 50% gain. You see, nobody would be that obvious. If they are, they're pretty unscrupulous. But with these studies, you know, yes, there's sometimes ways to subjectively go, yes, see, look at how this works or whatever, but the FDA combs through that. Hopefully they do. So that's not supposed to take the place of any vaccine. And I would like to see non-Merck data on if it's mutagenic or genotoxic. But I do find it interesting that scientists are split on this. And so, again, by choice, make it a choice. Don't mandate anything. Not that I think they would mandate it, but you just don't know these days. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. A Wyoming teenager was arrested after refusing to wear a mask at school. She's actually in handcuffs. She was arrested, Grace Smith, a junior at Laramie High School, and police placed her in handcuffs for trespassing after she was suspended for not following the school's mask mandate and refused to leave school grounds. Smith recorded a video of herself getting handcuffed, which her father shared on social media. The video shows the interactions between Smith and police officers was very polite. When asked if they're arresting her for not wearing a mask, they'll say, no, we're arresting her for violation of failure to comply in accordance with their trespassing ordinance. So Smith said she's faced 3 separate 2-day suspensions over refusing to mask up and received $1,000 in trespassing fines for refusing to leave the campus, saying she had a right to be on school grounds to continue her education. She's a straight-A student, she says, who never broke the law. So arresting kids for not wearing a mask, that's what we're doing these days. Doesn't make sense. 1-877-DOCTALIC.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new poll says that about 10% of Americans have a pretty good idea of what is in Biden's multi-trillion dollar plan. I'd like to meet those 10% because that's just a big bill. I can't understand what the heck, you know, is in it. About 29% have no idea. Then the rest of us are kind of in between. So there's a lot of internal fighting. Obviously the price tag, whether it should be $3.5 trillion or $3.2 trillion or $1 trillion or 2-point something trillion. Meanwhile, the debt ceiling has to be raised because we just have borrowed and we don't have money coming in. And so from what we're hearing, bits and pieces, they're going to be paid leave, paid pre-K, lower prescription drug costs, new benefits onto Medicare, I mean, it sounds like tons of goodies. And, you know, when you look at that, going, all that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. But as what happened with the ACA, wasn't there something that had to do with, wasn't there like a paper airplanes or, I don't know, there was all sorts of stuff being added in these bills and packages. Everybody was, you know, why don't you just do single bills? Say, all right, guys, from here on out, we are going to have free pre-K. Okay, that's great. We are going to have first-year college free. I mean, one bill, just one sentence even. But that's not the way it is. They say, according to this poll, 28% have a general sense of what's in the bill without knowing specifics. 29% have no idea what's in it. I'm surprised it's only 29%. And, you know, when asked, this was, they said the broader public has absorbed that there's a fight in the number, that there's a standoff, and they've known, they're aware it's a high cost. They 58% said there are tax hikes on the wealthy. 40% said lower Medicare drug prices are in there. 40% said there was new dental and hearing coverage for the federal drug program for the elderly, which, by the way, I am for. I want there to be dental and hearing coverage, but here's my question. Why the hell isn't it already included? I mean, we've been putting in this sort of money for years. Why now is it? And then they're going to say, sorry, guys, you don't have dental and hearing coverage should have always been in it. Where's that money going? Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have been the chief holdouts. Sinema went to the White House four times in a single week in an effort to negotiate with Biden and his team. She also was the one that kind of got hit up in a bathroom by people who were, you know, trying to, I guess, you know, berate her for not an accoster and challenge her on why she's not going with the other Democrats. So, you know, Biden, I know he wants to make this his signature piece. And that's something that the Democrats have gotten credit for doing. They're the ones that make these big, huge, widespread changes, these big, huge social things, you know, like Obamacare. Like, you know, it took the Democrats to finally get rid of pre-existing conditions. It took the Democrats to get Social Security. It took the Democrats to get Medicare. But on the flip side, when they do it, it is such a, when they make these things happen, it then turns into these financial crises and this mess that we all have to pick up the pieces. We are still suffering from the Obamacare bill in numerous ways, but that's not what gets talked about. That many of you guys lost your doctor's gone. Obama said, there's nothing's going to happen to your doctor. Well, you got to read the fine line. You got to see what happens. So my office closed. Obamacare was 5,000% the reason for it. Not that I was protesting anything politically. It's just when people went from all of a sudden having super high deductibles when they didn't, and the insurance company said, we're not paying you, doc. Patient owes. We don't start paying until the patient spends $10,000, $12,000. And these patients are like, I don't have the money, doc. You can only stay open so long without money coming in. I mean, I got to pay the power. I got to pay staff. So I found somebody else to pay the staff. I found somebody else to take over the practice. I mean, these are things that you know, sadly, we then have to pick up the pieces on. And so we'll see what happens with this. But I think it is frustrating. They have a 2,500-page bill, and most people don't know what the heck is in it. A lot of people don't know what the heck Dave Chappelle said. I have not watched his Netflix special. I know that when he does have a Netflix special, there's tons of backlash. And I think his sixth special, it's called The Closer. He's 48 years old, by the way. And he's been in, I mean, he's, you know, he was in The Nutty Professor. He was in Men in Tights. He's been in tons of movies, tons of roles, tons of things. So we've known about Dave Chappelle now for 30, 40 years. He's a very, very gifted comedian. But he's being criticized by many because he doubled down on comments he made about the transgender community in his previous special, Sticks and Stones. And because he showed no signs of contrition, according to Fox News, a lot of prominent LGBTQ organizations have spoken out against him. So one such thing he said in The Closer had to do with J.K. Rowling. And he talked about how she got canceled, you know, because of saying, and he, you know, kind of paraphrased a quote on how, you know, gender is a thing. And so he seemed to defend her in, I think, either the previous show or this show. He said, they canceled J.K. Rowling, my lord. Well, he said, you know. And he said, effectively, he said effectively, she said gender was a fact. The trans community got mad, as blank, because, and they started calling her a TERF. Now, TERF is supposed to be acronym for trans-exclusionary radical feminist. So it relates to someone who believes in feminism, but does not include transgender women as part of their personal belief or activism on the matter. And Chappelle said they look at transgender women the way we blacks look at blackface, he said. This is a quote from him. And so, you know, I guess he looks at it as it's a, it's somebody, used an analogy for the two. And so he goes on, and, you know, you could watch it. Obviously, we can't play clips because it's so out there. It's so, he has tons of words and verbiage you can't use on air. But this is something where we do have to have some definitions in terms of who's going to be considered transphobic. He's being accused of being transphobic for talking about gender being a fact. And so a concern people have is if they say, I have a boy, a little boy at home, or my two boys or my two girls, are they going to be accused of being transphobic? Because they're using the term boy and girl. Remember we talked about Mother's Day. Mother's Day was urged by some community members. I don't think I heard from any particular transgender community members. I think these are people that are speaking for them. And again, it'd be interesting to see how much, you know, people are, I've spoken to some transgender saying, I didn't ask for that. But that Mother's Day should be called Birthing Parents Day. So if you accidentally say, what are you getting for Mother's Day, or there's a Mother's Day special, are you going to be considered transphobic? Now, you know, I have a family member in our family, a nephew who's transgender. Support her. She is amazing. She's beautiful. And I support the transgender community. But every now and then I'll say, you know, she has two little boys, or he has a girl, or he has a, and or I'll use he, you know, he over there. And so I've been starting to try to use the word they, but there, some definitions are going to have to probably, you know, come into play, because there might be people that'll start saying, look, you need to be canceled because you refuse on calling your children, you know, they rather than boys or girls. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus.
cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.